The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliates of Via Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
This episode is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIP members. Thank you for your support of Major Spoilers and the Major Spoilers Podcast Network. If you would like to become a bronze, silver, or gold VIP member, go to members.majorspoilers.com for more information.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for sharing this episode with a friend. And thank you, everyone, who's been sending us feedback regarding the Fate game that we have been playing, the Modern City Tales. Our heroes didn't do so well last time, Brian.
I think you did pretty good.
We're alive.
The bad guy got away.
You got 4 out of 6.
Yeah, that's on the ladder. That's pretty good.
So, Rodrigo, you had some things pop up for your character during that fight last time?
Yeah, I talked to Brian, and he felt that my super destructive stunt was a little too broad, so...
one that you used to protect yourself to create the shield of rubble?
No, that one was actually a different stunt.
Oh, okay.
Basically, it used to read that I get a +2 to create an aspect using forceful. And that he felt was too broad. So now it can only be a scene aspect. So I can't tag it on any of you or any of the bad guys directly.
Okay. All right. Ooh. All right.
Which is what I would like to use it for mostly anyway.
For you.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. You guys can still use them.
Oh, okay.
I just can't put it on anything.
Yeah.
Like, except for a scene.
Yes. And largely with the understanding that you're creating mass destruction while doing this.
Sure. Or, sure. Know. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Not going to, like, woo-hoo, calm a herd of wildebeests using this stunt.
Right.
Correct.
Good.
Might corral a herd of wildebeests using this stunt.
Potentially.
I might destroy a herd of wildebeests.
Yes, by dropping into my pit. Yes.
I did have a question because when we were doing our character creation, there was a problem with putting some of the entries into the skills. Mm-hmm. How many ones are we supposed to have? Just two?
I believe so. It's 1 3, 2 2s, 2 1s, and a 0.
Okay. All right. Then everything is correct on my sheet. Rob, did you have any questions or anything?
No.
Matthew?
If a man leaves Texas driving eastward at 275 miles per hour, he's dead.
It's impossible. Yeah. Everyone knows that cars aren't supposed to go that fast because the oxygen will get sucked out of your lungs and you'll die.
Who has lungs?
Pop rocks and Coke.
That will cause a deadly explosion. It'll wipe out one city block.
One more point of bookkeeping.
Okay.
Both the supervillain did spend fate points on both Rodrigo and Matthew to tag detrimental aspects upon them. So now that the fight's over, each of you gain an extra fate point.
How many are you capped at how many fate points you have?
Nope. You can amass as many as you can amass.
But you refresh back to a specific number, correct?
No. If you're less than that number, you refresh back to it. Otherwise, you can keep your current amount.
Even better. People could have like 6 fate points or something.
Yeah. The general limit on this is that you can only ever invoke one aspect per...
Or you action.
You can only invoke any aspect once per action. Right. So you have to have enough aspects that you can conceivably apply to a particular action to be able to get an insane bonus on.
Another question.
Yes.
How do we level up in this game?
Basically, you mostly don't.
Okay.
For the most part, character changes are just redefining aspects of your character.
Okay.
Basically, at major milestones, I believe is what they call it. You do get small buffs to your stats, and those will probably be few and far between, especially considering that we are working with a limited game. Yeah,
yeah,
we're a limited game, and we're also, compared to Fate Core, working with a much smaller skill list than Fate Core.
Those bonuses
would add up very quickly, and there's no limiting factor like the columns as there is in Fate Core.
Okay, yeah, because I was just curious because it seems like we're stuck. I don't want to say stuck. We have these skills, and they don't improve over time, correct?
For the most part.
If I'm careful and I have a 1, it's never going to improve to a 2 or a 3 or something like that.
It could potentially.
Okay.
Yeah, but those are major milestones. And, yeah, like I say, if I deem it's warranted and I want to give that buff, then, yeah. But as it is, I think you guys seem to be rolling pretty dang well as it is. So
okay.
Not seeing...
All right.
Yeah. Besides, character advancement's an illusion anyway.
Largely, it really is.
Yeah.
I like that illusion.
Yeah, no, it's a fun illusion.
It is.
Well, but I mean, that's something to strive for, right? In a game that you want to grow your character, improve your character, make the character better.
Yeah.
So that you can attack those bigger monsters. But since we don't, and we talked about this a couple of episodes ago, where there's not literally a monster manual in this book, in this set, that it's really kind of up to the game master to determine what the power levels and the stress points for each of these characters are.
Yes.
Right. And with the possible exception of Rob's character, we really didn't come into this game with first level, for whatever that would mean, type of character.
Right.
We didn't come in with novices who are ready to learn. I mean, we've come in with even Rodrigo's character, we have some serious time and backstory.
I've got 16 years under my belt.
And that is, a part of the game itself is that you have the backstory elements that you're supposed to develop when you're creating the character to actually have some.
But also in a work of fiction, in a story, those things are artificial anyway,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
How long has Han Solo been smuggling stuff? How long has Luke Skywalker been a Jedi? During A New Hope, the answer is like a huge disparity of time.
To
he literally just grabbed the lightsaber, and yet they're both about as useful during the movie.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, that clears that up, and hopefully for our listeners,
it
clears that up as well.
Did you call Rob Luke Skywalker?
No.
Okay.
He's C-3PO.
Oh, no. If anybody in this group is R2, it's Rob.
I see.
Yeah.
I've actually used that as a call sign on video games before.
I see.
It's like I've actually used that on my OkCupid profile.
If anybody is R2,
it was me.
All right, Brian, where do you want to take us in our next chapter of our hero's adventure?
Okay, so... Basically, after the bank scene, you've managed to procure some of the equipment off of some of the ne'er-do-wells.
Yes.
So, where do you take that?
Well, considering everybody just kind of vanished on me, some literally, some figuratively, I guess it's back to work for me. It is towards the end of the day. Looks like I missed a meeting that I was supposed to go to. But I just go right to the lab and I start looking at this sonic gun and seeing what it's made of. Basically kind of the same thing as before. I'm looking to see what it's made of, see if I can recognize any identifying marks, if I can kind of figure out who made it, where it came from, why the McClaneys might have had it. That's what I'm doing for the rest of the afternoon.
I see. Yeah, you'd spend a lot of time looking through that, and a lot of it is looking familiar. You don't see anything on the distinguishing marks, but it does, basically, from your previous experience, I'm sure that you've looked at previous equipment of Dr. Feedback, and it looks to be extremely similar construction to that.
Looks like similar construction. Yeah. Does it look like an advancement of his technology, or does it look like a modification of his technology for someone else? Kind of like, you know, that's a good example. Somebody builds a tablet, mm-hmm. and then somebody else builds something that looks and feels and acts about the same way, but it's not borrowing the technology compared to, hey, we're the company to develop the tablet. Now we're making them for other people as well. Does that make sense?
You do get the feeling that this really does not seem like a knockoff, that this does seem to be an advancement upon previous works.
Doc Feedback's work.
Yes.
Okay. Do I know the current location of Doc Feedback? Is he at large? Is he locked up somewhere?
Last you know, you have sent him up the river.
Where might up the river he be?
And the, did not think of a name.
From the jail?
From the jail.
There's always... there's modern city detention facility, right?
Yeah.
But they just call it the DF.
All right. Yep. He's in the DF. Okay. Good to know. Good to know. Any other information that can be gleaned off of looking at and studying this gun?
The gun, you don't. It seems to be pretty similar to his old stuff, just with more focused, more powerful output.
It's interesting that he's on his Sonics and I have Sonics too. Mm-hmm. I should be able to figure out a way to nullify his gun in some way, shape, or form to lessen any impact on me.
Could be possible.
Yeah, but it's going to take a little while to figure out. Mm-hmm. Pick up the phone, call up the DF.
Hello?
I'm just curious about one of your prisoners. Could you tell me the current status of the villain known as Doc Feedback? Is he still locked up, or was he released recently?
Actually, he was released some time ago.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
He was let out.
I don't remember seeing that in the Modern City Times or the Modern Times newspaper or seeing it on television. Was there a parole hearing?
There was a parole hearing It seems he was released on good behavior.
That'd be great if that got knocked off the front page because, like, Disaster King came to town back when he was a villain.
It was a page 9 item. You should have seen it. I don't even know if this is even public knowledge stuff. Who is his parole officer?
I'm sorry, I wouldn't be able to give you that information.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now I pick up my secret phone. I call the district attorney's office.
Rumblebee, what can I do for you?
Yes, I understand that Doc Feedback was released from prison not too long ago.
In fact, he was.
Who is his parole officer?
His parole officer would be...
Nelson Fred Savage. No. That sounds very suspicious.
He was released under the watch of Officer Jenkins.
Do we know if he's checked in regularly?
We are getting good reports. Everything that we get from him are saying that he is behaving.
Okay, so... You've probably already been aware of the bank robbery earlier today at First Modern Bank.
Yes.
The technology that I was able to look at looks like it was developed by Doc Feedback.
That is quite disturbing. If you can bring us substantial proof, that would be very handy.
Well, they did pick up some of the... some of the weapons at the scene. Mm-hmm. So those should be in evidence right now with the modern police. I'm sure someone would be able to testify to talk about where the technology came from. I understand that there is a professor down at the university His name is, let me think. Freeman. Mm-hmm. Dr. Don Freeman. He would probably be able to testify for you.
We will get that looked into.
Okay. If you could track down a current location or a last known address for doc feedback, that would be very helpful.
I will give you what information I am able to pass along.
All right, you have my number.
Sure do.
It's like he just has like a yellow and black phone with just like a single button.
Yeah,
he just like picks up and
picks it up. Whoops.
Ooh.
That's me hanging up my phone. It's made of ceramic.
It's so that dog feedback can't use harmonics to get through it, because, you know, ceramic would just vibrate apart.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
No.
It's comic books. It can make sense.
Sure. Crap. Yep.
Got to make a new phone. Where's my kiln?
All right.
Meanwhile, free agent largely found himself in the sewer. Saw the villains get away upon motorboats.
Mm-hmm.
As happens.
So, couple questions.
Yes.
What time of year is it?
Let's see. What'd be like the middle of the football season? That'd be fall.
Fall.
Yeah.
Late fall would be the height of the football season, so closing it on winter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then once I've determined that I'm not going to be able to track them, which mm-hmm. didn't take all that long really.
No.
I probably had to practice.
Yes.
Us and Pfeffer, where have you been? 20 laps. You stink. Literally.
Take a shower before I get out of the field.
Yes. Nope, he shows up in his uniform.
You still stink.
Now you stink figuratively.
So yeah, you spend your afternoon
doing push-ups, running laps.
Probably running some penalty laps or whatever. Yeah. Retardiness. And so once you're done there...
Head to Doc Freeman's place.
Doc Freeman's place.
My house or my office?
Where would you most likely be? Is it going? How long do I?
Well, it's the end of the day, mm-hmm. So
that donut place on Third.
Probably home.
And then probably there.
All right. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Have you watched the evening news yet?
Uh-uh.
Turn on the TV, and guess who we see on TV?
That's right. It was a huge battle, but I prevailed. Also, some other guys were there.
That was a statement earlier today by Professor Disaster King, who says he's changed his ways. Back to you, Susan.
Thanks, Don.
The alligators attacks on the rise. Anyways,
this
traffic around the area is.
Turn off the TV. This kid.
At least he can barely remember who we are.
That can be an advantage at times. Hmm. So I took a look at this gun that I picked up on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a doc feedback may have something to do with this. He's out of jail. And they say he's been checking in regularly with his parole officer. I'm waiting to hear from the district attorney to find a last known address so we can go check it out.
All right. Do we want to go track down some McClaney's, see if we can get some answers?
I feel like busting a few heads.
All right.
Let's suit up, and we can exit out the beehive. Literally, in my backyard, there's a beehive. It's a fake beehive that we just exit out of. Do, 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 do.
Okay.
It's all part of being a superhero.
My partner is a giant dork.
Come on.
So you two make your way towards Soggy Town.
Towards
Soggy Town.
Bum, 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 bum. Never mind.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, things tend to be fairly quiet in Soggy Town in general. But as you make your way towards the palatial plantation where the McClaneys are located, you can tell there's just a lot of hustle and bustle going on there. You see a lot of them just moving a lot of equipment and the crates that looked very similar before, loading up trucks and everything all over the property.
And my eyeglasses, my binoculars.
My eyeglasses.
Free agent. Look at those crates over there.
Yeah.
Don't those look like the ones from
the night
the
before.
Reservoir?
Similar enough.
Mm-hmm. Square, wooden, yes.
Yeah. No markings?
No markings.
Fine.
I don't think we can just bust in. There's going to be too many of them for the two of us to handle.
Do a quick count.
There are a lot of guys here. A lot of them toting those new guns.
Which new guns?
Yeah,
the electro guns? Guns.
Yes, the laser, the
lightning guns.
Huh. You don't see any of those sonic guns that we had dealt with earlier, do you?
Nope.
You got the binoculars.
No.
Oh, you handed them back. Okay.
Yeah.
No. No.
The rumble noculars.
No. No.
The binoculars.
Oh, that's better. That's better.
The binoculars. Let me add that onto my. The
arthropodoculars.
They're multifaceted, so you can actually see in one section like a 100 times magnification, and then normally it's like a 20 times magnification.
Also, they don't restrict, like, you don't just see, like, in front of you. You can actually see panoramically with them.
720 right. degrees around your head on both sides.
It's extreme. Oh, God, it's completely nauseating.
I'm looking for, like, a straggler. Like, someone who may be walking the grounds that's by himself that I could zip in and grab and zip out.
Okay, yeah, you see there's guys kind of just patrolling the perimeter, looking around. You can probably just wait until one's a bit more on his lonesome.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. You go down there. See that guy over there?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to walk back by here in about a minute. Go down there behind the bushes. And when he passes, I'm going to cause a distraction. Grab him. Knock him out.
All right. Have we seen them change guard at all?
How long have you guys been here?
Probably 20 minutes or so.
Probably not.
All right. We may want to wait and see if they change guard.
Okay.
That way it's not, I grab the guy on his next pass, he's supposed to go and change. And, you know, they realize we're there immediately.
Have we ever staked out the McClaney compound before? Do we know what their schedule is?
Oh, yeah, you've been here before. And
there's no schedule.
It's a regular hangout for me.
Yeah, basically they largely know to try to stay, you know, pretty close eyesight. But, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty wide area. So, but you still manage to get one when no one else is looking. And far enough away from everyone else.
All right, so you go down in the bushes.
Okay.
So he's coming back around, and I just fire up the rumbler really loud from, like, the opposite side, and he hears this just boom. So he
they all whip around. Everyone's kind of starting to head that way to see.
How about both arms around his face?
Okay.
Arm out of in the his darkness. Mouth.
these hands come.
Pull him back into the bush.
You have an appointment with the free agent.
I have some questions for you.
Sure. Let's knock him out.
Yeah.
Haul him up on top of a tall skyscraper.
What?
Where is the money?
Where is it? Yeah. We're not going to just, you know, try to interrogate the guy outside the plantation. We got to take him off somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking him back to my house. The last time we did that, whoa. What a mess. Coca-Cola and Cheeto stains everywhere.
Oh, my God. You were such an old man.
You're supposed to put out a nice serving of snacks for guests.
He's not a guest. He's our prisoner.
Anyway, I set the stinger down to super low, zap the guy to wake him up.
Ah! What do you two want?
Answers? Yeah, we're both there.
What for?
Because we need answers.
What do you think I know?
Zap him again.
Ah!
Where'd the guns come from?
What guns?
Zap him again.
Ah!
You know what guns. I pull out the lightning gun. I've already adapted your technology. You want me to turn this up to 11?
Hey, we just bring them in. We don't... We're not told where they're coming from.
Where are they coming from?
They come in on boats.
From where?
From the river. We're just there for the pickup. We bring them back.
How are you paying for these?
Presumably with money. We're not put in charge of that.
Zap him again. do you believe him?
I think so.
What can you tell me about the bank robbery today? Zap him again.
Ah! What? I don't know, but... someone's got to answer for that.
Someone's got to answer for that?
That
wasn't a McClaney call?
No, that's our place. That's our money.
They escaped in a boat in the sewer system.
Oh, that's our MO, too. Those bastards, they're stealing everything.
How dare they?
I suppose we're not the only ones that can use boats.
Zap him again.
Ah!
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, let's stop that before you kill him.
It's not going to kill him. It's a low setting. Minor heart palpitations in another year, but... otherwise, he'll be fine.
What do you want?
We want to know where the guns are coming from. We want to know what your plans are with the Delacroix.
Our plans? Our plans for the Delacroix are revenge. They move in on our territory like that. We got some new
like
tech.
What?
Taking out our bank.
You think it was them?
Well, who else would it be?
They don't use the sewers like you guys.
Well, apparently they've learned.
What was in the bank besides money? Was there anything else?
That's all I'd know. Well, I'm telling you everything I know.
Do you believe him?
I kind of believe him. Low-level grunts rarely know anything.
They sometimes know a little bit more than what they let on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. No.
Start turning up the stinger.
No.
Haven't zapped him yet. It's now up to 2. You sure you don't know anything else?
That's everything.
Turn it up to 3.
I don't...
This is where it really starts to hurt.
When's the next shipment come in?
The next shipment should be this Friday.
Turn it up to 5.
What?
Who? Where?
Where? At the docks.
Same place?
Same place.
What about the one that came in on the...
yesterday.
What about it? What about it?
Was that at a different place than where he grabbed him from? Or was it the same basic location?
It'd have been a different place than you grabbed him from. They went to the docks there.
Okay.
the swamp docks that the reservoir.
Yeah, because they're further in the swamp.
Yeah, this one, yeah.
All right. Are they going to be at the same docks as tonight?
Yes.
Okay, so why was the one last night at a different one?
Wait, what? Hold on.
No, he's saying it's going to
be at the same location.
Yes.
You guys grabbed him from
the McClaney
headquarters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Where they were...
No, they were just moving stuff.
Yeah.
Unloading stuff, but not off the docks.
Okay. Yeah. They just had other stuff.
They were gearing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of.
So the shipment that we stopped wasn't the only shipment that they've gotten.
What's all the commotion at the house tonight?
Oh, we're getting ready.
For what?
To teach those Delacroix a lesson.
On the one hand, they're going to wipe each other out. On the other hand, we can't have innocents caught in the crossfire.
They never wipe each other out.
What's your name?
I'm Jimmy.
Jimmy what?
Jimmy Peters.
All right, Jimmy Peters. This is your chance to change your ways.
Okay.
You're going to go.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to go back to the McClaney's.
Probably safer that way.
You're going to hop on a train tonight.
Okay.
You're going to head to Atlanta.
Okay.
And you're going to find a job, and you're going to change, and you're going to go straight.
Yeah, whatever you say.
I will be letting the Atlanta Police Department know that you're coming, and if you are not there in 24 hours, we will find you.
Okay. Okay, okay. Whatever you say.
Knock him out.
Because no one ever gets into trouble in Atlanta. Beautiful, crime-free Atlanta.
Beautiful Atlanta, jewel of the South.
Well, this is an alternate universe, remember?
No, that's true.
So, you guys have done that. What has Professor Disaster King done since his...
Besides activating his cell phone?
Yes.
Yes.
Texting new number to all of his contacts.
Yep.
Well now you probably got the number transfer, yeah.
Yep. Well,
hey, hit me back. It's my new number.
Actually, I am going to talk to some of my old contacts.
Oh?
Just, I'm actually going to try to find a fence.
Hmm.
Like a person who smuggles things.
Yeah.
Not like a wall.
There's a fence over there. It's white picket. There's an iron gate over there.
Chain link.
Ooh, climbable.
ow, barbed wire. So, yeah, basically start sending out tweets, or not tweets, but texts.
Yep.
You know,
those SMS tweets.
Yes. Hey, I'm looking to sell illegal goods.
Yeah, Craigslist. I am looking for a fence for these illegal goods I have stolen.
Well, basically, I figure Disaster King is pretty bad at all of the stuff we've seen so far.
Uh-huh.
But all the other stuff, the stuff that he doesn't do anymore, is pretty natural to him. So either he would have a fence in... the city, or he knows somebody who knows somebody.
I figure you start nosing around. You largely kind of get back to responses like, I thought you went straight.
Well, I did, but here's the thing. There's these new guns in town.
Yeah.
And you know what heroes get at the end?
What's that?
Spoils. So I'm saying, if there's an enterprising fence, then maybe everybody can make a little bit of money. Because guess what I just found out?
What's that?
Heroes don't get paid for this.
That's true.
Plus, then you'd have a contact with the angels, right?
I suppose. All right, I will sniff around, see if anyone's interested, but... I wouldn't hold out too much hope for it.
All right. Well, I just want to know where these guns are moving to.
We'll see what we can do.
All right.
Okay, so after some time, you do get a response back. Going, okay, I do got a potentially interested buyer. He wants to know what exactly you'd be offering and how much.
You know those, you hear about that bank heist?
Yes.
Did you hear about what was used for that bank heist?
Not exactly.
Those big, satellite dish looking sonic guns?
How much are we talking? How many?
Well, let's just say, we've got a few. And it depends on, whether your, interested party knows what they are or not. You know what I'm saying? Here's the thing. I like bring them in.
Okay.
You and I stand to make a lot of money here. If they know what they are, then they'll know how much they're worth. If they don't, we can really inflate this. You get what I'm saying? So you need to feel out for me if they know what these are.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
All right.
Huh. All right. So, sometime later, get another response. I think they seem to be very interested in it. They seem to know what this is. They want it.
All right. Well, we've got four. Wait, okay. How many bad guys were there?
There were six. No, five.
Five.
There were six.
Five, and I have one.
There were six.
Okay.
Two of them got away. Thugs. We've got four.
Okay.
We also got some helmets.
Sounds good. All right. I guess I can arrange a meetup.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yep, just like work a date and time.
Yeah.
Like probably soon.
Soon, yes.
Yep.
Now. All right, I'll send you the details.
Great.
All right. Meanwhile.
In the ethereal plane.
Yes.
Ooh. Captain Spooky.
So I assume. Moment.
And the Spookadets.
Jetstar spends some time in limbo.
Recombobulating himself.
Regathering himself.
Yep. Moments after PDK finishes his conversation, he hears a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Sure you know what you're doing there, kid?
Yes. I'm burning bridges.
If you say so.
It's a lead.
Well, I ain't saying it's not. Just make sure you know where it's leading.
Oh, I don't. I thought that's what you wanted to lead for. So you can figure it out.
Right.
Usually people are trying to track things back to me. I'm not used to this.
Silence.
I call up Freeman.
All right. Hey, you got a call from Professor Disaster King coming in.
Beep, 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 beep.
Hello.
This ringer is just
trying to figure out what his ringtone would be.
It'd just be a buzz.
Run in. Let's get it started in here.
It's definitely like if he ever got a hold of his cell phone, he definitely changed it to Wrecking Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball. Hello.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
So this is Professor Disaster King.
Oh, where'd you go?
Oh, I went to meet a fence.
Why?
Oh, because we want to find out where these guns are going.
Actually, that's a good idea. We know where many of them already are.
Oh, wait, the sonic ones?
No, the lightning guns.
Oh. I thought we already knew that.
Well, there's a lot more of them.
Oh. Well, okay, that's so probably not good.
This fence, when's this going down?
Oh, at this time.
Do you know where the De La Croix hang out? Down on the dock? Pier 17?
Yeah.
Can you meet us there in 15 minutes?
I guess.
Okay. We're already here.
Oh, all right. Hey, Jetstar.
Yes?
You know where Pier 17 is?
I know where everything is.
Okay, well, let's go there then. Can I get a Ryan?
Yeah. Where are you currently located? That's not a character question, by the way.
Who?
Oh, my character?
Yeah.
Probably down, like, a sketchy part of downtown.
All right. You step to a corner and you hear the familiar roar.
Okay.
They didn't fill in as many details there.
Yeah, it's all still charcoal renderings. And
it's not fully inked. Yep. The yes. artists haven't finished this part of town.
Okay, so you guys make your way to the docks?
Yep.
Yep.
Makes sense if they're about ready to fight the Delacroix. Might as well check out that lead, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if I can do sneaky.
Well, I sure can't, so
that's true.
Why even try?
Okay, so you make your way to the docks. There's the things seem to be really on edge there. You know, see quite a few Delacroix goons milling about and just extra jumpy.
Do we we know that this is the pier where they usually hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know of some way that we can get in without being seen and see if we can hear anything or spy anything about what's going on in the inner circle, since obviously the goons on the outside know very little?
Yeah, the goons outside, they, for the most part, they got this place really well covered, a lot of surveillance.
Okay.
Yeah, if basically, generally speaking, if you're going to get in there, most of you are going to be noticed real quick.
Okay.
Most?
Yeah. Some ghosty types may have an easier time of it than others.
Yeah. Should we try the same routine again? Grab a goon, see what they know? Maybe send Jetstar inside to...
Actually, I have another idea.
Okay.
The McLeanys are coming tonight, it looked like, right?
Yeah, that's what looked like they were gearing up for something bad. And it's not going to happen at 6 a.m. during the morning rush hour.
Let's hope not.
Just makes sense.
John's dialogue by Steve Englehart.
I have an idea as to how to minimize civilian impact.
Take them all down before they take each other down?
No, we're not going to be able to pull that off.
Okay.
Draw the fight into the Delacroix compound before the McLeanys get here.
Oh, we don't even know. Here's the other thing. If they didn't do anything, if they're not the ones behind the robbery, there's going to be a fight breaking out for no reason. If we can defuse the situation...
Are we there?
Sure. I would note that the Delacroix don't have so much a single compound. They are far more networked than the McLeanys. So they got several different safe houses, storehouses all over the place, higher ups, and have their own locations around. But so unlike the Delacroix, they do largely kind of, or the Delaneys are largely
McLeanys.
The McLeanys have the, but they are largely compounded in the plantation palace, but.
But the Delacroix are, all right.
Or not.
So if the McLeanys go out, they're going to go and hit a number of locations. Yes. Never mind then. Nix that plan. That plan wouldn't have happened.
Hey, yes. What are you guys doing?
Hey. Glad you showed up. So we went to the McLeanys compound.
Mm-hmm.
The McLeanys, or at least from what we understand, believe that it was actually the Delacroix that hit the bank, because that was a McLeany bank.
God, I get them confused so bad.
Yeah. So it looks like the McLeanys are going to go out for some revenge.
Mm-hmm.
We were thinking we would try to rough up a couple of these guys, see what information we could get and see if they actually did rob the bank, if they know anything about the weapon shipments, those kinds of things.
I think the people that I'm set up that meeting with probably have some information as far as that goes.
When's that meeting?
I don't know.
I'd say probably tonight.
Yeah. I mean, it would be tonight.
Yeah.
Hour and a half.
Yeah.
Exactly. One edit from now.
Yeah, one edit from now. Yeah. Actually, you get the details buzzed back to you and find out that actually they're wanting you back the other way to
Asagi.
Yeah. Asagi Town.
The Macklemores and
okay,
the Mclaney.
Whose territory is this?
McClaney's.
McClaney territory.
So maybe this didn't work out the way I thought. Unless they actually are involved. Did I get the sense from my fence that these guys like actually knew what those were?
Yeah. You got that they are very eager to get their hands on this and they apparently are wanting to offer a crazy amount if you are actually able to front the goods.
I see.
Sounds like you may be walking into a trap.
Oh, almost certainly. But this didn't work out the way I thought it would. Basically, if they were wanting a whole bunch of money, then these are the guys who don't have these.
Right.
So that's in McClaney territory, so that means the Delacroix likely do.
Yeah, that they don't need them. Right?
We're not seeing any extra unusual activity at the...
They
seem pretty agitated, right?
Yeah. They just seem to be extra jumpy. Seem to be just jumping at any shadow, which may or may not be you guys lurking around.
Hey, Jetstar.
Yeah?
Can you pop over there, grab that guy up on top of the building, and pop him back over here?
I don't pop, but I think I can work something out.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1, go. Do you want to describe anything, Matthew?
I'm confused as to what you're counting down to.
For you to take action.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Just
kind of stands there for a moment, and then turns and steps into a shadow, and then he's gone. Okay.
So then you go grab a guy,
and I'm back. Yes.
Zap the guy that he just brought back. Crumples down in a heap.
Did you forget to turn that back down?
Oh, shoot!
What'd you do that?
Alright.
Listen, buddy.
So, how come I'm not allowed to do that?
Because you don't have any technology?
And I don't plan on killing him.
Years of experience.
Oh, I see.
You know who we are. You'll be fine. But this still has a lot more juice in it. Do you have one of the guns?
No. You have it.
Well, I have the one.
Yeah.
Back at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
The cops have the rest. Yeah, I was bluffing. Yes.
All right.
I was bluffing when I was talking before that you weren't there.
What went down today at the bank?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Were you not responsible for that?
Was not us.
How do we know for sure? The McClaneys seem to think that you're the ones.
We've tried to meet with them. They do not believe us.
Do you know anything about weapon shipments coming into the city?
Yes.
What do you know?
I know that the McLeanys have been gearing up for a while now. We've been making arrangements to do likewise.
Do you know where these guns are coming from?
These guns? They're being assembled in a factory.
Where?
I don't know.
Zapping. Where?
We're not giving that information.
Who knows?
It's the higher-ups. The lieutenants.
Do the boats go back to the factory?
Yes.
So the same boats making each delivery?
Yes. As far as I know.
Look at everybody. Nod.
So wait, which gun did you show him? The sonic gun or the zappy
anything.
Gun?
I didn't show him anything. I just asked him about weapon shipments.
We zapped him with your
gun. I zapped him with the stinger.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, the stinger. Yeah. Which is still an electronic.
What do these guns look like? I'll ask.
Who are you asking in character?
Yeah.
And who are you asking?
The guy.
Oh, okay.
You guys should know.
I'll crack my knuckles.
I don't think he likes that answer.
There's the ones that've been used in that robbery. We don't know how they managed to get a hold of them.
Okay.
Those are the ones that you're getting shipped in?
Yes. Someone's using our tech.
Ah.
No one of the McLeanys won't listen to you.
It's a bit of an issue.
Where are your guns coming from?
I don't know.
Okay. So, these guys, the...
Delacroix.
Have these sonic guns, right?
Correct.
But somebody stole the sonic guns from you guys and robbed that bank.
Yes.
Okay. Do we need any more information from this guy? Oh, where's that factory?
I don't know. They just come in on a boat.
He doesn't know.
What's your name, son?
Paul.
Paul what?
Paul Wilson.
You're going to get on a train tomorrow. You're going to meet a guy named Peter, right? Isn't that his name?
Jimmy Peters.
You're going to meet a guy called Jimmy Peters. You two are going to go to Atlanta.
Get married.
You're going to go to Atlanta, and you're going to get jobs. And before you get to Atlanta, you two are going to settle your differences. If you are not there in 24 hours, the Atlanta Police Department are going to know all about you.
Whatever you say, man.
Go. Run.
He staggers off.
I've got a little reform farm in Atlanta.
Apparently.
Yeah.
You do now.
This is Modern City Secret to no crime. We just export them somewhere.
Export all our criminals. I'm giving these lowlifes a chance to redeem themselves without going to prison.
Yeah. You're going to go work at an airport.
Yes.
Georgia State Police are going to work at massive gang activity in Atlanta.
Look at the Hartsfield prison system. I'm sorry.
Unknown reasons.
So, if the sonic guns were stolen, maybe it does indicate that
we got
the McLeanys, or that the McLeanys want the guns back because they're setting somebody up, or not.
Seems very complicated.
It does.
Yeah.
Does it seem to anybody else like there's just a third party here?
I agree.
That's what I'm leaning towards.
An awful lot like both sides don't know who they are.
Is it
ridiculous for me to...
No.
Okay.
This is where we cut to a montage of us busting up bars and...
The Untouchables!
And, breaking pinkies.
Yeah, trying to figure out who's the third group.
Even Rocky had a montage.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be able to get enough information to stop the McLeanys from rampaging.
But we know it's not them. Do you think the McLeanys would listen to us if we told them it wasn't?
No, not at this point. We can try.
worth a try.
But I think we may each need to just stake out a compound and try to minimize a...
How would we know which one they're attacking?
Bored. Sorry. Trying to learn patience here.
Rory's gonna have to stake out one.
Well, do they only have four?
Yeah.
What if they have six?
They could do it in the. They could do it downtown. We don't know where they're gonna strike.
They're probably gonna strike more than one.
Yeah, but we don't know where.
I know where most of them are.
I don't like this stakeout idea. We've done this twice now, and all we've gotten is rough information from some guys who now live in Atlanta.
Look,
we haven't staked out anything.
I don't see how this gang war is any of our concern. I mean, they're just going to kill gangsters.
Hopefully. I mean, a loving couple could be walking down the street at the end of their date and be caught in the crossfire. A young, promising sports player could be caught in the... Oh, sorry. Could be caught in the crossfire. You know, a little child playing on the street corner could get caught in the crossfire.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Innocence.
Right.
We're trying to minimize innocent casualties.
So why don't we get people out of here? Oh, I guess we don't know where they're going.
No.
Well, I got a meeting with the McClaney's in about 25 minutes, so we can ask them.
I'm going with you.
Sure.
Let's get in your car and go.
Bloop. Oh, we need to take that gun.
Oh, yeah. Stop at my house real quick. Pick it up. What's left of it.
Yeah, make this look like it works.
Let's tape back up. Couple wires poking out the back.
Big piece of tape on the top.
Yep.
We may not all want to walk in there.
Oh, I'm not walking in. He's walking in.
Yeah, and I'm walking in.
And he's going in with one of my little bugs. It actually goes up your nose.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah, you're largely given the directions to meet out basically down some dirt road not too far from Soggy Town.
Mm-hmm.
Some place that should be relatively secluded. So, okay. What exactly is the plan there?
He's going to go meet with them.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hold back and listen in on the conversation. And if things get too... much for him to handle, we'll come in and save the day. Or at least help.
Okay.
Or get him out of there.
We could, once we have the information we need, we could bust it up before they realize he's bluffing.
Maybe they don't know he's bluffing. He's got a gun. He's not going to bring all the merchandise with him.
Fair enough.
Sound like plan?
Great.
Okay. So, yep. You go on out to the country. You're basically standing alongside of the... How exactly do you get to the meat spot? What?
Oh, I figure a ways out. Like, Jetstar can just drop me off.
I see. Okay. And you just walk up there?
Yep.
All right.
I'll just carry one of the guns, or, you know, the gun that we have.
They'll think it's one of the guns. It'll be fine.
Yep.
Bluff.
All right. So, you walk up. You start seeing the headlights of several vehicles pulling up. About three trucks, pickup trucks, pull up. Several men in each one. And they kind of slow, coming up to you, going, "How can we help you?"
I'm here to talk about money and weaponry.
I see. We were under the impression that there were supposed to be four guns.
Yeah.
Where's... I don't see them.
Well, I don't see any money.
Well, show us the merchandise.
I'm sorry. Do you know who I am?
We're familiar.
All right. Well, then, let's just be civil about this. And you want that to stay civil because that's something I'm terrible at. That kind of gives you the advantage. You know, do you see what I'm saying?
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then. All right, one of them hands over an envelope. It gives you about... this is the amount that you were told. Here's a down payment.
Basically grab the envelope and you just use two fingers to pry it open. I'm like, I just like look up. I'm like, are you serious? An envelope?
Produce.
How big are these bills?
Pretty big.
Yeah. How am I going to spend this? Is this your first arms deal? Who's your boss? Who am I dealing with here?
It's not our fault if you don't got a way to launder it.
I, like, pocket it. Look. Here's the deal. I gotta know that all the money's here before I get these guns to you. You understand? You're not my only buyers.
We're not, eh?
No. But here's the deal. You're also not the ones offering the most money for this. I wanted to give them to you guys so that I knew that nobody was going to be using them in my territory. Because you guys are going to stick to your own territory, right? You're not going to go anywhere?
I don't see how that's any concern of yours.
Well, it is if you go into my zone.
And what is your zone?
I give them the... basically the place where we just were.
So you're working for the Delacroix?
No, I kicked them out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know about this. Show us the goods.
Well, here's one.
Okay. Would you mind demonstrating?
Sure.
Oh, it works. Don't worry.
Sure. I'll walk over to, I don't know, a tree or something.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot it.
Hey, Jetstar.
Fair enough.
Hey, Jetstar.
Yeah.
Can you get ready to jump in there with all of us just in case?
I'm ready.
All right.
Okay.
As soon as it looks like he's in over his head, go for it.
Very good. We will take that, produce the rest. You can have the rest of the money.
I got four of them. This is a fifth.
Good. Produce the rest of them. Here's the rest of the money.
Well, but what about this one?
It's not in our hands yet.
Look, it's simple math.
Yes.
All right. Here, let me show you what else this thing can do. You want to pay this for it. I shoot him with it.
With that, basically a firefight starts as the rest of them whip out their electric guns.
And the roar of a huge engine can be heard.
God, I can't believe nobody's here to see this.
So,
I think we're going to leave it there.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating in this episode. And we do think that you participate because you, as an active listener, are going to rush out and tell all your friends about this. You're going to share it with your friends. You're going to head over to iTunes and share some of those fabulous 5-star reviews that we love so much. And you're going to continue to be awesome because that's what we love about you, is that you are all awesome, wonderful people. And we'll be back next time to see what happens, if PDK can get out of this situation, or if we're all going to die. Die! Oh, God, no, don't let us die. Till then,
he's not good.
Here's hoping all of your dice rolls are Super Fudge Plus.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.